This is Raising Rents Episode 0, the introduction show, and it's dedicated to the memory of my dad. Stick around at the end of the show, and I'll tell you why.
Hello, rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day, she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents Podcast. Welcome to the very first episode of Raising Rents. Hey, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedules to check us out. It means a lot to me that you're interested in what we have to say. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Raising Rents is a show for the sandwich generation. That is, somebody who all of a sudden, in addition to everything else in their life, like having a job, raising kids, worrying about finances, and trying to squeeze in some personal time into their life, all of a sudden they realize they now have to take care of a parent or an aging adult. Raising Rents is going to provide you some tips on how to get through that, how to make your life a little bit easier and better, as well as that person that you're taking care of a little easier and better. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Hey, are you a sandwicher? There's a 50-50 chance that you are, especially if you're between the ages of 40 and 59, you have a parent aged 65 or older, and either have a kid under the age of 18 or you're supporting a child over the age of 18. Listen to this stat. There are over 9 million Americans who fit in that definition. I'm a sandwicher. I am an adult kid who has adult kids under my roof. Of course, they prefer to call themselves roommates. And I have an 86-year-old mother who lives alone down in North Carolina who needs help. But guess what? She never asks for it. This might be a scenario that you can relate to. You're juggling between paying college tuition bills for the kids. You're getting so-called urgent emails from work at night or over the weekend. You're shuttling your kids and everybody else's kids around in your car. And then this happens.
Hello there, this is your mom. I have something to tell you. Do not be alarmed because your father has fallen again. I know we keep telling him not to go down the basement stairs, but he is so stubborn, and you know that. I do not think he hurt himself, and I hope he didn't. But when you have time, come by and try to talk some sense to him. Love you. Bye now.
The good news? There are a lot of people out there that I have come across who have experience with raising parents and are willing to share their stories. You're going to hear from some amazing professional caregivers, individuals who spend time in your parents' home, helping them with your activities of daily living. And this caregiver, you may not be able to completely understand her because of her accent, but you can certainly sense her passion, her energy, her compassion for what she does.
The moment I get in touch with the person, I know that I'm staying with my father, I'm staying with my mother. So everything that I'm doing, I do it with love.
You'll hear from my wife, Phyllis, who could be brutally honest.
She was fighting us all the way. She had a cat, and people don't want to work with people that have cats. We found like the right aid and...
Think you earned her respect?
Oh yeah, she loved us. She loved us, and she loved me, and I miss her.
You earned her love too, didn't you?
Yeah, I miss her. I miss her.
Wow, you're really nice.
I'm really not. I'm such a bitch.
Or very emotional. There's something about you, though, that you were doing every time you go visit her that would put a smile on her face. And what do you think that was? Gosh, Phil, bringing tears to your eyes.
She was so cool, this lady. She was a really cool lady. I would think of reasons to go see her.
On our show, you're going to hear from a lot of experts, like a doctor who works with seniors. This doctor gives us advice on how to handle a parent who's giving you a hard time and is really stubborn.
I think quality becomes then the priority than to mentally hurt ourselves as well as to mentally upset them.
You're going to hear from all kinds of experts, like this guy, for example. He's pretty cool. He's a occupational therapist as well as a home renovator. In this story, he's actually walking around someone's apartment and giving them tips on how he can remain home safely. He's actually in the shower giving him some suggestions.
Other people might, it's up to you. Step in and grab it over here. So a vertical grab
on. And we will hear from, as well as learn from, everybody. That includes you, the adult kid, and of course, the aging parent themselves. In this story, for example, we talk about losing your spouse and how she handled it. She gave us some pretty direct answers, and we had a little fun with it, too.
Yeah, I did meet a man in the group.
Oh, hey.
That I dated for a while. Well, you know, the good thing about that is all of a sudden you realize that, you know, you're still maybe attractive. That was really amazing. I dated for a couple of years. I mean, you didn't reach a point where you're not interested in that anymore. But, you know, you can survive without it.
So how did your children deal with the fact that you were starting to date some other fella?
I didn't tell them in the beginning.
I love it.
I honestly think that they weren't too excited in the beginning, but they wanted me to be happy. I think that when you're dead, you're dead. I know it sounds terrible, but you're gone. And if you're lucky enough to have another life with somebody else, why not?
Some of the stories are a little too direct and a little sad. When I asked this particular aging parent, why did they move from their house after their wife died 3 years later, he said,
I kept seeing her in every room, and I said, man, I just gotta do something. You gotta get the f*** out of here. I get up, and I always put the TV, same bed, same TV, put it on the timer. So one time I forget to put it on the timer. I don't know, it was Oprah Winfrey or somebody comes on in the middle of the night, they start screaming. You know how they raise the volume at 12 o'clock or something?
I gotta go to work in 4 hours.
And the light is on in the bathroom. She must have fell in the bathroom. Hon, you were right. Hon, you're gonna make me come in there?
Of course, when he went in there, she wasn't there.
3 years dead, you know? Oh, man, I said, this is scary. And it happened. So I said, you know, I think I'm gonna cash this joint in. My daughter's like, what?
So why am I doing this? Well, for the last 8 years, my wife Phyllis and I have run a home care agency in North New Jersey, and we have seen and heard quite a bit. The most common issue we see, though, is an unprepared caregiver when all of a sudden they're facing a crisis dealing with their parent and do not know what to do. Every week we get a phone call, either from a son, a daughter, a spouse, a sibling, and they're panicking, they're stressed, they're caring for someone in their lives, and the tough just got tougher. Someone either gave them our number or they found us on the internet. They knew to call us, but they don't even know where to begin, what to ask. They're just throwing up their hands and crying for help. And yes, literally, we have complete strangers on the phone crying to us, and you just want to hug them right through the phone. What we really love about what we do is that we can actually feel some of their tension releasing as soon as we start having conversation with them. We tell them about resources that are available to them. We talk about a game plan. We answer questions that they didn't even know they needed to ask. What we have learned is that the more you know in advance, the more prepared you'll be, and perhaps the more probability that accidents can be avoided. This stuff is not easy, we know that, but it doesn't need to be a nightmare. Hey, I hope you enjoy listening to Raising Rents as much as I enjoy producing them, and I know you're going to pick up a tip or two, at least for yourself or for somebody else that you know that could use the assistance. There's going to be a lot of information on our shows. We actually base our show on the philosophy of the 9 beginner steps to raising your parents, such as step 2, be resourceful, and step 4, be patient. And you're going to recognize these steps because they're the same ones that you used when you were raising your own kids or when you were interacting with somebody else's. Hey, thanks for checking out my new Raising Rents podcast. I hope you had a good time. I had an absolute blast. You got to join me next week. We're going to be introducing the 9 beginner steps to raising your parents. You're not going to want to miss that. If you have feedback, a question, or even a great story you want to share, please email me at raisingrents@gmail.com or tweet @raisingrentspod. You never know. We could put your question in a future show, or we may even have you star in a future show. So I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week. And remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk with you next week. I want to thank a few people who've helped me get Raising Rents up and running. First of all, my dad. Today, October 28th, he's been gone 5 years, at least physically gone from this world. But he's in my heart, in my mind. He's here spiritually. He's been a big influence on me. I want to just thank him for helping me be such a great son, as well as a great caregiver. He taught me a lot in life, and I thank you, Dad, and I love you, Dad, and I hope you're proud of me. I also want to thank Chris Kremitzos down in Tampa. I met him, and he gave me the spark to get me on this podcast journey. I really thank you, Chris. You're a great patriote. Fkaristo, buddy. He also introduced me to Neil Gilarte. He's my coach, and I really want to thank my coach for hanging in there with me and moving me along and showing me the way. I really appreciate it. Thanks, coach. I also want to thank everyone who has helped us make Comfort Care what it is today. All the employees, our caregivers, our staff, our nurse, they're all fantastic. Our clients, their family members, all the referral sources that we work with, all the experts who are all going to be part of this show. I can't thank you enough for being a big inspiration to us and for making us feel really good about what we do. Last but not least, I want to thank my family, my kids who have been such great supporters and really pushing me along and helping me. And then, of course, my wife, Phyllis, my life partner, my best friend, my business partner. Without you, Phyllis, I wouldn't be anything. And I mean that. And you've just been best supporter and inspiration in helping me do whatever it is, all the crazy things that I can think of to do, like podcasting. I love you and thank you.